and welcome back. This is our bonus episode for episode 17, the episode about crime and drugs and not a lot of hut fucking, but you know, huts were mentioned, so obviously I have a boner and I'm ready to talk about fucking, marrying, and killing people in the Star Wars universe. So yeah, we're gonna be doing fuck, marry, kill today for our bonus episode, so I hope you guys are excited. Remember, you can always drop suggestions for fuck, marry, kill or any of our bonus segments if you want to, you know, just, you know, comment wherever you can, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you can even DM us on Twitter if you want to, at Force Unscripted. But I've got my three. I'm ready. So, fuck, marry, kill. It's a very gay one. Cassian Andor, Lando Calrissian, or Han Solo?
Okay. Fucking Andor. And I'm going to marry Lando, and I'm going to kill Han.
I feel like that's respectable.
Lando's got money. I'm marrying into that money.
He's Han, got money what does sometimes. He loses it.
Han has a trash ship. Andor, he's just a sexy motherfucker.
Hold on, so you're telling me, with you and your Mando boner, you wouldn't want the fastest ship in the galaxy?
He lost it for a while.
Okay, and?
Okay, I'm going with the time period where he lost it, and he's just flying around in a little trash collecting ship.
Okay, I guess that's fair. All right,
you didn't say time period.
I didn't. That's fine. We'll just assume, yeah, whatever. It's inconsequential. I see what you're saying. All right, so me personally, I'm fucking Lando, because every time Lando appears in a book and even in like the series, like, he's just got like that swagger to him, like a very dapper individual. Like he's a beautiful chocolate man, much how Samuel L. Jackson was as Mace Windu. Just I love beautiful chocolate men, and of the three, I'm fucking him. I'm fucking the beautiful chocolate man. Then I'm gonna marry Han. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm just gonna marry Han because I like fast ships. I just wanna, and he's got a fucking like Wookiee life partner who has a life debt to him, who's just always around. Like, I can always get cuddles. I can always get pet, like, on the head. I can pet his head if he bends over because he's fucking 7 feet tall. Like, he can carry me places. He can go hunt for me. Also, Chewie is a fucking amazing tech. So, like, the benefits, like I get a fucking furry butler, essentially, that can build me shit and hunt for me. Yeah, I'm going to marry Han. And I love Andor.
Like,
I'm not going to
like
lie.
Like, Legends Han or, like, Canon Han?
Ooh. I didn't even think about that distinction. Since Cassian is in play, well, I did say Legends Lando. I'm going to go ahead and say these are the canon versions if Cassian Andor exists.
Because I was about to say, if it's Legends, you mean you just watched, you know,
Chewbacca
your boy
get smashed by a moon?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the canon version. So I'm still, it's not going to change my answer at all. But yeah, I'm killing Cassian. Like, I love the character. I love what he went through. But, like, the dude's kind of a dick for most of his life. Like, only in, like, the last couple of years does he see, like, it's right to contribute to the greater good, even if it means personal sacrifice. And, like, I get Han is the same way. But, like, the Chewbacca in the Han scenario is really carrying him. I'm going to be honest with you. Chewbacca and Millennium Falcon are carrying Han. So that's why I would marry him. But I would have to kill Andor out of those three.
Say, I'd probably marry Andor. Fuck Han, kill Lando.
Why? You want to kill the black guy?
Fuck Lando, bro. He turned all the motherfuckers into Vader.
He had to.
No, he didn't. He could have died like a real man.
Vader was going to trash millions of people on Cloud City.
All right. I wouldn't. I'd let Vader do that shit.
If,
all right?
Okay, question.
I'd never give up the homies.
If the last interaction you had with me was me basically backstabbing you twice in a row, and then, like, when she pulled up and was like, okay, either you turn in Nikita or I'm putting a gun to the head of all your homies, which would you do? You would turn my ass in.
I mean, you specifically, yeah. if it was Wenchi in your place, probably not.
That's fucked up. I've known you so much longer.
Yeah, but you've done a lot more to me. You know
what have I done to you? Would you like to tell the listeners what have I done?
Mental anguish.
How anguished is your mental?
It deteriorates by the day. Having conversations with you.
Fuck you, Exotic.
Perfect response. Couldn't have said it better myself.
I'm still trying to find my last one.
I'll go. All right. So we got Admiral Ackbar, Boss Nass, and Dexter from Dexter's Diner.
I thought it was it's Daxter, right?
Daxter. I thought it was Dexter.
I need some pictures of these motherfuckers. I don't know these motherfuckers.
Brick3PO, can we get pictures in the chat for us?
Boss Nass, it's Dexter Jetster. It was Dexter.
Oh, Dexter. Yeah. Okay, I don't know why I thought it was Dax. I'm sorry.
Boss Nass is the leader of the Gungans. You know, the big fat one. Okay. And then, obviously, everybody knows who Ackbar is.
Yeah, I know that motherfucker.
Can I go first?
You said to be like four-armed motherfucker from the Clone Wars. I got you.
Okay, so I'm marrying Ackbar, just off principle. That motherfucker was badass, a good person, knew his shit up and down, forwards, backwards, sideways, upside down on the cross. Like, I'm marrying Ackbar. He's the most respectable out of those three. Like, that's not to say that Dexter and Boss Nass aren't respectable, but he's definitely the most respectable. I'm gonna have to fuck Boss Nass because he's the closest thing to a Hutt that you mentioned.
I knew that's why I picked him. I knew you were gonna say that.
I know he's slimy because he lives underwater and he got
them frog.
He got big lips, so I know he can suck. I know he gonna give me the suck. So I'm fucking Boss Nass and I'm killing Dexter. Like, I know he's cool because like he runs a diner and he helps out Obi-Wan and they go way back, but out of the other two, he gets the shitty end of the stick because he's I don't want to fuck him because he got four arms, which makes me feel like he would just pick me up and do whatever he wanted to me. So I don't want to fuck him. Like, I don't want to be manhandled. I would definitely manhandle something like a fucking Kowakian monkey lizard or a porg. Like, I don't mind manhandling something. I don't want to be manhandled. So yeah, I'm going to marry Ackbar, fuck Boss Nass, and kill Dexter.
I think it's respectable, but mine, we're marrying Dexter. Cause that motherfucker, you know, his diner was fucking busting. All right, so that means
that was what I was gonna say. Like, bro,
he can cook. Yeah, he can cook. he can.
I can't believe the guy who's so food like focused in life didn't marry the guy who can cook.
Yeah,
my dick is stronger than my stomach.
I'd probably fuck the other two were kind of a toss up. Kill the Gungan, marry Admiral Ackbar.
It's fuck Ackbar, because you married Dexter.
Yes.
Ah, see, you also like it slimy, because that's another water person.
I'm killing the Gungan.
I know, but Ackbar is also slimy. He's a water person. Yeah.
But
he has to stay moist.
But he's in more of like an ocean, so you know, there's like salt and everything. Like, Gungans, they're in a swamp.
Man, are you saying a swamp isn't salty? Why do you think they call it swamp
I'm saying that swamps are going to be a lot grosser than fucking an ocean.
So me, I also am gonna marry Dexter because the man can cook. I'm trying to eat, and I'm gonna fucking kill Ackbar because I can't with the fucking eyeballs, man. I just couldn't do it, and I'll fuck Boss Nass. It's all right. He can do his little stupid hand movements with his little stupid ass voice, and I'll just laugh at him the whole time.
Bro, I was thinking about think about how the pillow talk will sound. Like, Misa in your ass. Like, I fucking love that.
It's a wild statement.
Misa.
Misa put it in now. Like, yes.
Misa don't think so.
he had a deeper Gungan voice, though.
Yeah, he did.
He had, like, the deeper one.
Misa give you suck.
Like, yeah, fuck yes. Give me suck.
Yeah, y'all ready for my three?
Of course.
Misa make you bomb bad.
Bomb bad, sloppy toppy.
You got Cal Katarn, Cal Naka, you know, everyone's favorite Wookiee Jedi. And then I'm probably going to butcher this motherfucker's name. Surat Nuat.
All right. I don't know who the fuck that is. You're going to have
to. Yeah, let me get a picture.
Oh, the fucking this dude.
Yeah.
That's funny. From the fucking Outlaws game, too.
Oh, he's a Sullustan. So it's him, Cal Katarn.
Cal Katarn and Cal Naka.
I like how you said everybody's favorite Wookiee Jedi, but everybody's favorite is Lobaka. Thank you very much.
Every Legends fan is Lobaka.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Chewie's second nephew. One
would be, that doesn't help me. I didn't. I don't know who. I didn't know Chewie had a nephew. Not in canon. The second would be what's his face? Gunji from the Clone Wars.
Okay, true. I'll give him number two.
Give him number two. But number one is Lobaka.
Number one is Lobaka. Number three is Cal Naka.
So that's the only three we know.
I feel like, yeah, I also feel like, I don't know, this is pretty telegraphed for me. Like, I bet all of you can guess what I'm going to say. Like,
he's going to marry the Wookiee, and he's going to fuck Kyle Katarn, and he's going to kill the Sullust.
I mean, I'm not saying you're right, but you're right.
Well, give us your reasons. Come on.
Well, okay, like, marry the Wookiee, because, again, hunting.
The carpet.
Hunting, yes. Cuddling. Like, I'll deal with the years of carpet burn. I don't care. But also, like, tremendously fucking vigorous sex. And then, like, Kyle Katarn, like, he's Jedi, so he can play with me with the Force. And he was also dark side for a bit, too. So I know he knows some freaky shit, because everyone on the dark side is a little freaky. And then, yeah, this fucking Sullust, like, face flaps, one eye shit. Fuck that guy. Fucking gun to your head. Bow. This one wasn't fair. This was too telegraphed.
Like, I don't even wanna, but, like, I gotta marry the fucking Wookiee, too. Because, like, I'm not gonna marry or fuck the Sullust. And then I gotta fuck Kyle. But also, he has the same name as my dad. So that's fucking weird.
Ooh, ew. Ew. You fuck a Kyle. I just don't
people
like the
call
Sullust
me Kyle
name.
All the time. I
just don't
myself.
Like the Sullust's name, though. Like, Surat Nuat. Like, ugh. Ugh.
The Wookiee don't even look good. The fucking Jedi braid. Grow
what
some fucking fur. Grow some fucking fur. It looks so bad.
Cal Naka, bro. Cal Naka be repping that shit.
Cal Naka looks like a mix between a Wookiee and fucking, whatever Ki Adi Mundi is.
Sarian.
Yeah, that. Like, look at the fucking five head, man.
Cal Naka.
Look at this fucking five head. Hell nah.
That means the top is
that's
good.
That's just the top of his head.
Bro, why are you shaving like that? Nah.
All I'm saying is all that fur is got to be hot on the inside. I like to be warm. I'll never go cold, no matter how, like, egregiously cold the winter is.
Bro, if a Wookiee looked at me like that face that Cal Naka's making in that image, I would be feared for my life. And not because I was afraid of dying. I'm afraid of getting fucked.
See, I'm not. See, like, I look at that and, like, yes, I'm a little terrified, but also horny at the same time.
Cal Naka's like, come here, baby. But it's like, and you're like, ah, shit, not again.
Look at fucking Kyle Katarn's picture on the Wikipedia.
Yeah, he looked okay. I don't know why we gave him a random actor, but...
Yeah, it was kind of... I don't know where that picture's from.
All the comic images of him look better.
Even the video game images would probably be better than that.
Like, what the fuck is this halfway down the fucking page?
When did this happen?
It's like halfway down the fucking page! I don't know where this came from. It's like... Cal Kestis mixed with a comic.
He's got to be like AI generated or some shit.
The fuck?
He looks like the guy who would sell you cocaine, but like half of it's flour.
Bro, in this one, he looks like the rat dude from Harry Potter.
That's the same face I made
Wormtail.
The first time I jacked off and the lotion came out.
So, marrying Cal Naka, because Wookiee's resourceful as fuck, warm as hell. You ain't never got to worry about no blanket in the wintertime. All right.
And you have a Wookiee boner anyway.
Oh, only Jedi Wookiee. I don't give a shit about fucking Chewbacca.
Okay, so you gonna
well,
you gonna
ain't
fuck,
this a Jedi Wookiee?
Yeah, you gonna fuck him?
We'll see. We'll see how the relationship goes, you know?
You're married! What do you mean you'll see how the relationship goes?
There's plenty of married people that don't fuck. Like, come on. Probably have to kill the fucking face flaps motherfucker. Nah, fuck Kyle Katarn.
Wow, do we have the same answer for once?
I think so.
Wait, didn't we all have the same answer? We all have the
yeah,
same answer.
Because it was easy one. There's no like, choice so because one of the choices is just so fucking far right. You have to kill that one dude. And then it's like, okay, do you marry the fucking Wookiee or do you marry the fucking the Jedi dude? Like,
yeah, I was just randomly flicking through Wikipedia just on random links. And those are the three characters that popped up.
I just feel like with the Wookiee, like you can't just fuck. You can't just hit it and quit it with a Wookiee. Because I feel like either they're going to fucking kill you for like emotionally abusing them by crossing like species lines to just fuck them and bail. So I feel like I don't know. I feel like you kind of gotta fuck the Wookiee.
You mean marry the Wookiee?
I mean marry the Wookiee, I'm sorry. You also gotta fuck the Wookiee if you're married. Exotic.
You don't gotta.
Exactly.
You gotta. No,
you don't gotta nothing.
You gotta.
Then what's the point of having fuck, marry, kill? You should just have marry, kill, kill. Like.
I'm also okay with this option.
Or fuck, it's like fuck, fuck, kill. Like, what's the difference?
Because marrying, I feel like, implies fucking, but also living with the person and coexisting. You don't have to live with someone you fuck. You don't have to coexist with someone you fuck either.
You might as well just make the segment, who would you rather have a one-night stand with?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, isn't that basically what fuck, marry, kill is?
Yes, which is why it's like, why are we doing marrying at all?
Exactly.
That's true. Brick3PO, did you have three? Okay, so bricks are Aura Singh, Mirage Sentul, or Asajj Ventress. I don't know who Mirage Sentul is, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick.
Oh, her. Damn. I do.
Oh, this one's kind of hard. Mirage. Yeah. Oh, she was like.
Clone Wars.
She was a monarch, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking like cat like species that all of their guards had whips made Anakin a slave again.
Okay,
I have my choices. I know what I'm going with.
All right. So I'm a kill Aura Singh. So I ain't about that. I like hair. And I'm gonna marry the cat lady because, you know, fucking is implied.
Wow.
And I'm a fuck Asajj Ventress, but I'm talking Bad Batch Asajj Ventress.
All right, my answer is the same. Like, I'm killing Aura Singh because she's just too pale and that little hair knot thing. I'd rather you just be bald or have full hair, not like some weird in between where it's all tied up in a fucking ugly ass ponytail. I'm marrying the queen because it's a queen. And it's also, it's the pussy of a pussy, so that's pussy squared. I love that, and I know I'm going to be taken care of, because she's a queen, so I ain't got to be poor. And then, yeah, I'm fucking, honestly, even if we're talking about 2D micro series, I'm fucking any iteration of Asajj Ventress. That's a bald, dark side bitch. That's extra freaky. Hell yeah.
You're going to get that plunger and stick it on her head.
Have I made that joke before, or are you just...
Yeah, you've made it before, but not on the podcast. Oh, I don't think. Yeah.
No, I'd fucking, yes, absolutely. Because, like, think about it. Like, you can't grab the hair. So, like, when you're hitting it from the back, you just fucking plunger that shit. And you got good grip.
All right. Obviously, marry Mirage. I think I'm going to have to kill Asajj Ventress. Just because I think if you one night stand Asajj Ventress, you're getting fucked up. Like, ain't no shot she ain't going to hold a grudge. And then I would fuck Aura Singh. Because it'd be a lot easier to get away from Aura Singh than Asajj Ventress.
They both Force users, and one of them's a bounty hunter. I don't know.
Technically, both of them are bounty hunters.
Yeah,
it'd be easier to get away from Aura Singh because she'll probably you'll probably die a quick death. She'll probably just fucking be fucking five blocks away, just fucking plink your ass. Asajj Ventress, she's probably gonna torture your ass.
Yeah, see,
that's fair.
Yeah, Aura Singh will just fucking dome you. You won't even know you're dead until you're dead.
Yeah, yeah. Ventress, she'll make you know.
I guess I can see that, but I just feel like the sex with Asajj would be worth death, honestly.
But it would it be worth a slow, painful death?
Yes, because I'll make sure I slowly and painfully come. Well, okay, I don't know about the painfully part.
Yeah, I was about to be like, if it's painfully,
you need to go to a doctor.
Out.
Like, yeah, you want to get that checked out, bro?
Hey, look, bro, don't make fun of my tubes like that, okay? If it burn a little bit, that's just spicy.
What was that again?
All right, guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the bonus episode for our crime episode. Be sure to make sure that you are following us on all platforms, wherever you get your podcast fix, at Force Unscripted on Twitter, formerly known as X. Be sure to follow us on all social medias, wherever you get your podcast fix, on Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted, and The Force Unscripted on all other platforms, when she has finally done us the pleasure of building our website. So be sure to check that out. Currently, right now, it is theforceunscripted.podcastpage.io, but we will get the domain changed to simply theforceunscripted.com. soon, so be ready for that. I will include a link to the website page in the description, so be sure to check it out. Go leave us a comment. Go leave us, you know, some questions you want to ask, some other fuck, marry, kill suggestions, some episode topics you may want to hear discussed here at The Force Unscripted. But until next time, peace out, Girl Scouts. May the Force be with you, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Well, we also have a contact thing on the website where you can leave us a voice message with your questions.
Can you restart that part? Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. We also have a contact us page.
God damn it.
Exotic, why are you interrupting me?
I started talking before you did. I was like...
We also have a contact us page on the website where you can leave us your comments, questions, concerns, as well as drop us a voice message with your questions that we may potentially play on the podcast for people to hear.
Now he doesn't want to say anything. Exotic.
I was wait till we were ended.
Go. Well, you normally say, like, have a good one, everyone. Or
I did. After you.
That's what I was saying. That's why I had Winchy repeat, because you guys were talking over each other.
Bye.
I literally said it before Winchy even started talking.
Okay, we'll say it again.
You'll bye.
God, I hate it here.
Just fucking end it. We're gone.